What if everything we know about education is wrong? Imagine children learning without being taught, curiosity thriving without curriculum, and the boundary between living and learning dissolving completely. This radical vision forms the heart of Unschooled, challenging our fundamental assumptions about how children learn. As mental health issues among school children reach record highs, and employers increasingly value creativity over compliance, this exploration of education without schooling couldn't be more timely. The growing movement has attracted supporters ranging from Silicon Valley executives to progressive educators, all questioning whether our industrial model of education serves children's natural learning processes or systematically extinguishes them. I observed a stark contrast. My unschooled children explored tide pools with curiosity, while school children followed worksheets. When one girl discovered something interesting not on her assignment, her peer dismissed it. "It's not on the worksheet," walking away. The girl's excitement disappeared as she abandoned her discovery to complete the task. This shows how education often suppresses natural curiosity instead of fostering it. Children don't naturally lose their drive to explore. Our educational system extinguishes it. The transition from family-centered learning to institutional schooling happened recently. After the Pilgrims arrived in 1620, education remained primarily a family responsibility, with parents controlling school attendance. Everything shifted when Horace Mann introduced the Prussian model, emphasizing order and standardization in the mid-19th century. Contrary to belief, illiteracy wasn't widespread before compulsory schooling. Approximately 75% of Americans were literate by 1840. The real motivation was fear of immigrants, especially Irish Catholics who challenged Protestant cultural dominance. By 1918, all states had implemented compulsory schooling laws, with non-compliant parents facing penalties. For many children, this system extinguishes their natural learning drive. Even successful students are often just better at conforming. Perhaps most tragic is how our innate eagerness to learn diminishes through schooling. I have been in the classroom my entire life, since the womb, says Katie Lane Karnas, an unschooling mom with educator parents. After years of teaching, Katie became disturbed seeing children dismissed, quieted, belittled in small ways. Observing a kindergarten classroom, she realized how poorly it matched her exuberant, creative daughter May's personality. Choosing unschooling transformed their family. Without school expectations looming, my relationship with my daughter improved dramatically. I realized how many things about her I was trying to gently change to make her more acceptable in school. Unschooling transcends education. It challenges dominant control structures in pursuit of freedom. It separates schooling from education, trusting humans' innate curiosity when given resources and opportunities. Unlike conventional homeschooling, unschooling dismisses adult-imposed curriculum entirely, allowing learning to become organic. The biggest hurdle? Trust. Adam Bloom, who grew up unschooled and became a successful software developer, explains, "The biggest difference between school and unschooling is being willing to trust the child. People naturally want to learn unless taught that learning is frustrating or boring." When children's learning processes are respected rather than forced, they develop literacy and numeracy skills organically on their own timetables. Research on unschooled children shows an average reading age of 8 to 9 years, with wide variation. Some learn at 4, others at 13. Phoebe Wells's Wicked Late Reader went from Cat in the Hat to Shakespeare in a matter of a month at 13, later becoming a ballet dancer and pre-med student. This natural timeline contradicts school expectations, where reading begins in kindergarten. Forced early reading can cause feelings of inadequacy, anxiety, and confusion. Studies comparing reading instruction at ages 5 versus 7 found early readers' initial advantage disappeared by age 11, with later readers showing better comprehension. Numeracy flourishes when children engage with math through play rather than coercion. Unschooling parents create numeracy-rich environments with optional games and activities. Mathematical concepts emerge naturally through baking, shopping, and budgeting. Grown unschooler Ani Pond learned math through games, travel estimations, and commerce. She advises parents to be facilitators. When children are taught how to learn and how to teach themselves, they can learn anything on their own when it becomes necessary. At MIT Media Lab, Seymour Papert recognized technology's educational potential. Influenced by Piaget, he believed children build knowledge through play and experimentation. In his 1980 book, Mindstorms, he described Piagetian learning without being taught, arguing technology could facilitate natural learning. Papert predicted conventional schooling would eventually become obsolete. Dr. Sugata Mitra's hole-in-the-wall experiments confirmed this vision. By placing internet-connected computers in Indian slums, he watched disadvantaged children teach themselves computer literacy through collaboration, developing remarkable skills within weeks without adult guidance. Today's technology makes unschooling more accessible than ever. Whether learning skateboarding, bug preservation, repairs, or cooking, online platforms enable self-directed education by letting learners choose instructors who resonate with them. Concerns about technology mirror historical anxieties about innovations. In 1897, someone worried telephones would make us transparent heaps of jelly. Today's criticisms may reflect schooling problems rather than technology itself. Research shows minimal evidence of gaming addiction and suggests video games fulfill emotional, social, and intellectual needs. Unschooling resource centers are spreading as educators tire of test-driven schooling and parents seek options preserving children's natural curiosity. These centers offer a hybrid model, making self-directed education accessible to families who might find unschooling impractical, single parents, dual-income households, or those with skeptical relatives. America's first such center, Open Connections, was founded by Peter Bergson in 1978 in Pennsylvania. It has thrived for 40 years on a 28-acre farm, serving children ages 4 to 18 who attend just 2 to 3 days weekly, with parents maintaining primary responsibility for education. In 1996, disillusioned public school teacher Ken Danford launched North Star in Massachusetts. Teens gather, take trips, and optionally join classes without grades or attendance requirements. Ken witnessed formerly unhappy students regain creativity and joy once given freedom in this coercion-free environment. North Star has served over 500 teens who later attended competitive colleges and built successful careers. Its success spawned Liberated Learners, a nonprofit helping launch similar centers worldwide. We need educated citizens, not schooled ones. Mass schooling's conformity and authoritarianism limit our ability to address societal challenges and stifle human potential. Industrial-age education crushes creativity and curiosity, qualities essential for the emerging imagination age. The future is already emerging in unexpected places. The McAllen Public Library in Texas exemplifies community learning resources in a renovated former Walmart with computer labs, meeting spaces, and an auditorium, all free and open daily. Unlike schools, libraries don't discriminate by age, aren't compulsory, and impose no regulations on learning. Some educators create change from within. Scott Evans and Gabriel Cooper's Unschool San Juan operates without grades, tests, or homework, featuring multi-age, interest-based groups with access to makerspaces and community mentors. The infrastructure for an unschooled but educated society already exists through unschooling families, learning centers, and technology platforms. Children aren't widgets needing a decade of processing. Education is a natural process that supports rather than destroys curiosity. As parents, we can embrace an approach that nurtures curious, well-educated children, beginning by unschooling ourselves.